Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? We are here, the Terra Infamy After Show. We got a lot to discuss. We're talking about episode 7, My Perfect World. Ken and Amy's relationship goes south. Bourne gets possessed. Luz and Chester meet up yet again, and Yuko is on the hunt. And we have a very, very special guest joining us in the studio. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's good, everybody?
Oh, look at this.
We're here. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Uh-oh. There it goes.
What was that? It's always a shock.
It's always a shock. The Terra After Show. It's Yuko here. The Yuko. Right. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your boy, Danny Royce, and I'm joined by these awesome guys here on the panel. You have them all the way at the left there. You've seen them on Bring the Funny and Pennyworth. He also does The Dark in German.
That's right.
Bench now.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me again. I mean, this is going to go. I'm going to be a crazy show with this guy right next to me. Come on.
This guy.
And if you recognize the guy next to him, I don't know, you may or may not. It's Derek Mule. You've seen him in Emoji Movie, SEAL Team, Hawaii Five-O, Rosewood, NCIS, Supergirl, and CSI. He plays Chester. Derek Mule.
In the Terror.
In the Terror.
Yeah.
Wow. What don't you...
You're playing Chester right now, actually.
Don't can forget you, that you, credit.
Can you beat Chester right now?
Yes.
I feel like that's him, though.
Yeah, right? Yes.
I can.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Where's Luz? Where is she?
Where is Luz?
But I really have to say, and I told you already before the show, your acting is exceptional. I'm dead serious. This is crazy. I really love it.
Yeah. It's the whole cast, you know, all around.
Yeah. Everyone's just amazing.
It's true.
A great cast, and tonight's episode was awesome. Ben, what were your overall thoughts on the episode?
I mean, you know, I told you every time, usually I see stuff coming. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see coming this guy, Derek, right next to me, has a twin brother out of a sudden. I said,
Right? That was a little...
But then I was like, now it makes sense because Luz had twins herself. Like, yeah. You know? So I was like, okay.
Genetic.
Because genetically, he's so able to do
but
that.
But twins don't just have twins.
Right? but that usually... Just like, really?
I be a bunch of twins.
I think that happens.
Maybe. Where twins run in people's family sometimes,
I heard that before.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so that,
But it was interesting, and Yuko's coming back, obviously, doing her thing, as always, right? And
she's like the T-1000. She reminded me of the T-1000 in this.
She does. It's hilarious.
You know, when she goes, she finds out the location, and then she goes.
Right.
And, she
just...
And I believe Sergeant Bowen has a crush on Amy. Boom.
All right.
Huh? Well, he was getting rid of the competition.
He was. Ken was a good competition.
Because the way how he looks at her, I was like, damn, I did that before. I know this feeling.
You know that feeling?
Wait, what?
I mean, I look at girls like that sometimes.
Oh.
But it doesn't work, you know.
Well, Derek,
I hope it doesn't turn out how...
You have to teach me that.
Yeah.
You got the best. I want to get your overall thoughts on the episode. Was this your first time seeing the whole episode?
It was.
Okay, so...
It was.
How was it for you?
I love watching it, you know, as it's coming out, as the audience is seeing it, and getting to see the whole thing play out, and seeing scenes that I did not see being shot, you know, because a lot of times we were in two separate locations, you know, being in Guadalcanal or... back at camp, it's just great seeing all the different scenes that you saw being read at the table read, like that you imagine playing out between all the actors, and you hear about from the crew, you know, oh, that scene was amazing, or that scene was so intense, and then it definitely is when it comes across, you know. That scene when Ken, you know, gets taken out, I was like, that really hit me.
Well, speaking of that, that's what I want to talk about first. So Ken, Amy, and Bowen, they have this, like, triangle type of relationship that goes on in this episode. So Ken and Amy's, their relationship, it's just crazy. They're just not seeing eye to eye. He's throwing jabs at her the whole time. But and then Bowen denies sending help before, but he ends up getting possessed. So, Ben, did any of that surprise you? Of what Bill Bowen was going through as he was possessed?
I mean, honestly, at some point, I didn't even have the feeling anymore that he was possessed at some point. I thought at some point he was just like himself again, you know?
Yeah.
It's because he is an ass age. You know what I mean? Ass her. You know what I mean?
He's, oh, I was like, wait, no, what?
Ass age. I can't say the whole word, so I say ass age.
Oh, okay.
No, you got it?
You lost me.
But,
ass hockey gene.
Yeah, is it ass ha?
Ass hockey.
No, I was like, he's just, honestly, I felt so angry myself when I watched him doing all that stuff, right? I mean, Ken and Amy, maybe they don't have the closest relationship anymore, but they just want to do the right thing.
Right.
They just want to help these children, right?
Exactly.
Because there's something going on in the Kim, like, I don't know what it is, like a fever or something like that. And he's just, like I don't know what, he's not a human being to me anymore, Mr. Bowen.
I think the sickness is more like a bad omen. I think it's just like Yuko's presence being there. And, you know, that is definitely what just making everyone sick. And then, like you said, they want to do the right thing, but Ken has his own way of doing the right thing, and Amy has her own way, which is like the right cookie cutter way.
I mean, I cheered for Ken. I think he did it right. I would have done exactly the same thing in the situation. Maybe it's not the proper way of doing something, but I would have done the same thing in the situation. I mean, think about it yourself. You know?
He's very righteous, you know. Yeah. He's a very a great, you know, he's fighting for the people,
right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
And exactly.
With the whole loyalty questionnaire and everything, and to, you know, take out the bad guy that's denying the medical care for the camp. And so,
right.
Man, it was tragic.
It was a lot going on, and they took him hostage. Like, I was a little surprised that they would let him walk like that. I didn't think they would. And then we found out that, you know, he had his fingers crossed and they took Ken out. Did that surprise you, Ben?
I felt like he's going to do something crazy, but I didn't think that he's going to kill him right away or that his people are going to kill him right away. I didn't see that coming. That was really shocking to me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It was crazy, even how Amy like took it, and she was still at like Bowen's place taking care of him. Like, that's gotta be hard.
You know what?
but she was recording, you can't just say that she was just there. She was going through the motions.
Right.
So that's why, because the phone calls or whatever it was recorded or something. Right?
Yeah, he was recording everything he said.
Because I was just surprised a little bit, because if someone dies that I loved so much or that I felt for so much, the next scene when we see Amy with Mr. Bowen in the room,
that's what I'm saying.
I wanted to pick up the pen and just...
Right.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The intention, like, her motivation has to be so strong in what she's trying to do to, like, kind of just hold those emotions.
So you think she kept her emotions down on purpose?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would have been all over that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that makes sense now that you say it. Yeah.
It was. So what do you think? I don't know. What do you think she's going to do with the tape?
I mean,
Derek, what is she going to do with the tape? I'm just kidding.
Tune in next week.
I'm just thinking, like, right now, he didn't really say something that could get him in trouble, right? I mean, not right now.
I think the whole thing of, like, Ken putting his gun down and them killing him anyway, I think that might be a little against...
Okay, but isn't he like the authority anyway, so no one would question anything he does or says anyway?
Not if it's on tape. I don't know. We'll see. It's a lot. But before we move into our next topic...
How many times have you guys been like, were you guys surprised by that? Because there's been so many twists on the show. It's like, did you see that coming? Like,
no, a lot of... Usually we see a lot of stuff coming, but with this storyline, the tarot, it's unpredictable.
Oh, yeah. It's unpredictable. That's why I love it. But before we get on to our next topic, Ben has an important message for you all.
Yeah, because we are already so emotional right now. I want to continue that. And
where's
I want to say.
Where is she?
Okay, Luz, if you listen to us as well, I wanted to tell you, I appreciate that. We all do appreciate it, and we also appreciate everyone who is basically watching us right now on YouTube, or is also listening to us on iTunes, on the podcast, you know, because you make us the ESPN of TV Talk, Derek.
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting. And we also want you guys on YouTube right now, please give us 5 thumbs up. I always say 5. I know you can't just do 1 at the moment, but do it 5 times. And
who's
also
got 5 thumbs? No one's got 5 thumbs.
We can do that. You can do it.
Right? 5 thumbs.
Because we want to continue working. We want to continue doing what we love. Mm-hmm. And we love having people like Derek in our studio, right, discussing different shows. We really enjoy that. So thank you so much for your support, right? So keep it up. Watching us on YouTube, listening to the podcast on iTunes, for example, Spotify. And yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you. 5 stars and a thumbs up.
20 thumbs.
20. Okay, he said that.
20 thumbs. Yes, that's right.
That's 10 twins.
That's right.
Hey, speaking of twins, moving on to, I want to talk a lot about Luce and Chester's relationship.
Yeah.
So, Derek, overall, how do you think, what do you think their relationship, if you can say one thing about their relationship in this episode, what would that be? Like, how and where it's going?
Well, I think it's a pivotal episode in that they're united. They're finally reunited after such a long time apart and after such a tragic, you know, loss to both of them. So it's a big moment when they see each other for the first time. And it's now it looks like maybe, you know, they're going to have...
There's hope.
There's hope. Yeah, in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
You know, everything's safe in New Mexico,
right?
Ghosts aren't allowed in New Mexico, you know? They're only in California, so...
What happens in New Mexico stays in New Mexico.
Right. Chester, and I'm going to... Right in the beginning of the episode, Chester walks out when he finds the notes. Hmm. All right, so the notes have never been opened. They were sent back. We're assuming that Luce's dad sent them back. Because she had trouble opening them, which I can understand because it takes you back to a place of hurt. She's going through a lot right now. She lost her kids. She lost Chester. She's grieving, and the dad's like trying to push her to date and see men. I'm just like, it's too early.
Well,
it's
probably him that like kept them from her. You know what I mean? Kept the notes. You know, it was like in the Notebook.
Yeah, the Notebook.
Right. You want to see that scene when I'm in the rain and like, I wrote to you every day.
Right.
I wrote you every day.
He's like keeping them up. And it was, I just thought that was a lot.
Why didn't you ever write
me? It was just a lot to push on her. It was trying to get her to go see Julio and go out on this date, whatever.
And it's like, that's what he's living for.
Right.
So like when he sees that, there's... You know, he's like, okay, I'll walk out. I'll risk my life, you know, walking out of this camp, you know, because I just need.
I'm glad he chose to walk out rather than putting a gun to his head. So that was good that he was actually like, I'm going to go.
Because then it would be a 7-episode season.
Exactly. And then we were like, okay, that's it. All right, got it.
That was a strong moment for me.
It was
because
great.
It showed basically Chester without any fear anymore.
Yeah.
So you basically, you just said, I just go whatever. You know, I just get out of here.
I mean,
you know,
what else? Just did it.
but
over in a Jeep. I mean,
right?
You know, chased by this
chased
ghost.
By Yuko. This for
and I really have to say that again. I said that already to you when we watched the show. But honestly, the cast is very well done. You know, I feel like everyone is in the right position, and also the relationship that you have in the car, the scene,
right.
The acting is brilliant.
Yeah,
I really have to point that out one more time because I believe every second. You know, sometimes you watch movies and you feel like. Yeah, okay, they were trying to come across with the emotion, but I didn't really feel it. Every eye movement you do, every second when you basically move your head or something, I really pay attention to that.
He's doing that right now? Like right now? Yeah, I mean, we had a few other, you know, cast members on the show, and then some of them read for other roles. And, you know, they ended up with the role they have, which is, you know, I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Ended up with the same role.
I totally agree with you guys. It's like, you know, you see it play out and everyone just embodies their character so well.
Right.
You know, sometimes that's the way it works out. And, a lot of times when I'm in these scenes, I'm amazed.
Right.
And it is, you know, like, I feel like the best acting that I've done is like when I'm in. A scene with a great scene partner,
of course,
and you're just forced to just react and be in the moment with them.
Yeah.
Christina Rodal, she's, you know, amazing. And so,
right.
I mean, is there any kind of ritual, anything that you do preparing for a scene like that, for example, which is very emotional?
I mean, we get to rehearse, you know, and before we started the whole filming, you know, we made time for a lot of rehearsals and just didn't talk about the backstory and
the
relationship. And, you know, throughout filming, we would, you know, think about, okay, well, what do you think we were doing? Well, we're apart, and you know, I'm just trying to imagine, have that imagined life,
right?
But that scene and when we're parking. That exciting happens. But that was a terrifying scene for me because I knew it was such a crucial,
right.
You know, moment when we're reunited, and I was constantly just second guessing and totally,
yeah.
You know,
well, Chester's going through a lot, you know, and his need to find out why his letters were sent back and never opened. That was his whole motivation. And that I saw, you know, that was really just pushing you to do all that. And then you escaped, jumped in the river. So I want to talk about that for a second. There was a stunt guy jumping in the river, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not you.
I do all my own stunts, man.
Wow.
No, there was. While they were kind of practicing before, you know, because we had to wait till it got dark.
Yeah.
The first stunt guy broke his ankle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jumping over. I mean, there was padding down, but I think it was just the way that he landed.
Right, right.
Like, shattered his ankle. It was like a, you know, ambulance came to set, and everyone's like, oh, my God, what's going on, you know? And so they brought in another stunt guy.
Yeah, I mean, you got
and, yeah.
It's like, no, Derek, go ahead, Larry.
Okay, next
mean,
one.
Yeah, but I mean, our stunt team was so amazing.
Right.
There's so many different stunts being pulled off in our show, but adding to the tension of the whole series. But the second one, he was, you know, making sure he just, because I'm sure it's got to be kind of mentally,
right?
It's,
of course.
Oh my God, the other guy.
I mean,
what out. Happened? What happened to
yeah, you? Yeah, know? What happened to first?
Yeah,
guy?
No. It's like, no, I got this.
Now I'm curious though. So how far would you think? How far would you go doing a stunt? What would you do?
How far would I go?
Yeah,
just I don't know if the shot made it into it, but in episode 5 with the Jeep flip, we actually did it on the stage where they had a Jeep on like a gimbal, you know, kind of like that would do a full 360 rotation. And I did that, being strapped in and having it spin, you know, like multiple times, like 3-4 times.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with a blue screen behind us. And, I mean, that was
fun.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's risky, I was pretty right? dangerous, man.
it wasn't no jumping in a river, but it was cool. You know, it was all right.
No, it definitely was not that. No, only 50 feet up in the air in a studio, like.
Wow, that's funny.
No, yeah, hats off to stunt performers. They're amazing. well, the thing is, like, when Luz was with Julio, and then all of a sudden we see you in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Creeper Chester.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Chester. It's like, he's just chilling in the car.
I tweeted that. Is that romantic?
Or right.
is that creepy?
It's like, too bad there was not, like, the technology that nowadays, like, get a text, like, in the car.
Yeah. You up?
You up, right? You up text? Oh, God.
Outside.
Outside. Okay, outside, come quick. Ben, I want to get your...
outside, come quick. I like that one. What do
your
you mean?
Your opinions on...
Come quick? What do you mean? Anyway. Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts about the scene in the car. I mean, because it's a very touching scene. It's very, like, wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I mean...
Where would you want to go? Like, it was crazy.
You know, the thing is, when I saw the scene, I mentioned it already, acting was great, but also what Luz is saying is that she doesn't have anything to give anymore
right.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
She was basically buried with the kids as well, so she's not even herself anymore.
That was strong.
And that was really strong for me to say something like that in
yes.
this moment, right? Because I still felt, though, that she loves this guy
mm-hmm.
so much, but she maybe doesn't even know if she's enough for him anymore.
Right.
You know, because that's what I felt, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's not really that she felt like, I mean, Chester is not the right one for me or something like that. I think she was kind of ashamed a little bit about herself.
Right.
Not being able to give him what he deserves, talking about the kids, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I felt.
I know,
how she played that out, I felt exactly that. So
yeah.
I hope that's what you wanted to do, Luz, so... Correct me if I'm wrong.
But, hey, let's give her a call right now.
Yeah, Luz, can you please join in? We have Skype.
Tune in. Yeah, it was such an incredible strong
that was scene.
I had no idea. Did you have any clue where she would want to go? Or she was going to take Chester up on the offer?
Not really, but I mean, we know that she's very connected to her culture, right?
Right.
So I had a feeling that she might gonna do something like that. Mm. But it was kind of surprising to me that she... I didn't expect her to say, stay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that.
Right? I was waiting for it. I
didn't expect that for some reason.
Come on. When are you going to tell them to stay?
Maybe I was thinking too complicated.
I think it was easy
for me.
At one point, I was like, okay, Chester's like, he said, you know, I'll just drive east and see, you know, where Taizo will land or whatever. And I was like, okay.
And she said,
what you really want to say is, I'll stay here.
I would have expected you to say, oh, no, that's okay. Bye.
You know, Chester was standing there for like 45 seconds.
Right.
Like, I'll just drive that way.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's nowhere else to go, I'm
gonna make it. Exactly.
Okay, stay.
Please.
That's great, though. That's a testament to the writing. You know that you didn't see.
Yeah.
You didn't see that.
No, I didn't see that.
I was
coming.
No, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I was hoping for it.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, honestly, I do write myself. I think we're all in the same industry, so we all do some writing. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. At mm-hmm. least I like mm-hmm. that. I do like mm-hmm. writing, so I always try to understand. Okay, now they do this next.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, it's easy to see.
But no, like, they always just keep bringing it with, you know, twists and turns. I love it.
That's what I appreciate about a show these days.
Right.
Because we know so many stories already by now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Watching so much television.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know
yes.
how there's some storylines. There
keep
is some
going.
Stuff where you know, oh my God, I know exactly because I saw that in 2-5 movies before.
Right.
So there's no way out. You have to do this now.
Right.
But if something like that is happening, I said, oh, respect.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming at all.
So. Speaking of a twist, Chester has a brother.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Right?
Talk
Who
about
saw
twists?
That coming?
That
was
mind
crazy.
Blown.
It was crazy.
Right. No one, I didn't see it coming. And it was actually after we found that out that I paid attention. I was like, that was the first time Yuko referred to him as boys
That's
in
right.
plural. It was always like, my ties on, my ties on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just interesting to see that and just like, okay. Because I was like, oh, does she know? Or, you know, I was like, was she aware of another, you know?
Good point.
So that was extreme.
More twins.
Mm-hmm.
More twins.
So what do you know about
this? I know, he's like smiling over there.
I don't know. Maybe we'll
All
get
right.
to meet his twin at
Maybe.
Some point. I don't know.
I'm hoping so.
He must be a good-looking guy.
Double impact.
Double impact, right?
One of my favorite
that
movies
was good.
Well.
Oh,
my
good movie. Yeah, that was just mind-blowing. He snuck in there. He saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, knowing Chester... He's going to search for and make it happen.
Yeah,
I believe
sure.
so.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But
maybe. I don't know.
Yuko, Kiki's such an amazing actress that plays. Just amazing.
So
but
great.
In the beginning, you know.
And all
we
the
see,
makeup that she has
right.
to go through. Like, she went through hours of makeup
wow.
every day, you know.
I can just imagine.
Yeah, I mean, she's a trooper.
I can also imagine she must be such a sweet person in real life.
Yeah.
So the complete opposite, yeah. probably, like, the role, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
But, you know, all of our characters, they kind of live somewhere deep inside.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah.
There's a Yuko in there.
I mean, I said that before in different episodes. We all of you guys, we have a dark side in us. And we all know that. We just have to do right, or we just have to experience the right thing to get it out there.
Oh.
That's what I
hope. I got
human beings have that.
Got dark real quick. Okay.
And I have a lot of
But
that.
She's coming from a good place.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which makes her such a compelling
you know,
character.
But
right?
we saw a lot of her, you
That's
know,
true.
Story in the last episode. It was
yeah.
crazy.
That was a crazy episode.
You know,
right?
we saw the kind of
so
victim
good.
Of
yeah.
Yuko, and then we saw the birth of how she is now. Like, it was just crazy.
I mean,
mind-blowing.
I'm even in a position, don't get me wrong, guys, but I feel for her. And I said
oh,
that
yeah,
in the last
yeah.
episode. So even if she
yeah.
kills someone, I feel like, yeah, but it's for good.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
So I was like, that's okay.
I mean, not to get too heavy with
no,
it, but that it does. It does speak to the themes
yes.
that are present in
yeah.
the show. And
right.
what we're trying to say with the show is that, you know, we're trying to, you know, empathy.
Exactly.
We all need empathy.
Exactly.
Right.
Between all communities and,
exactly.
and cultures and humans and ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doesn't matter.
Right.
And so I think.
And
yeah,
also the respect of people's cultures, like just
mm-hmm.
knowing, you know, if you believe in Yurei or if you believe in all these things, like just having respect for that, even though you might not believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But for these people, it is real.
Right.
You know, and just seeing that. But at the beginning of the episode, we see Yuko patching herself up. And then
yeah,
she kills
right.
the doctor. So she she kills two people in this episode. Yeah. And the last person, I kind of...
You keeping a tally?
I am keeping a tally. But the last person she killed in this episode, I was like, oh. I mean, Luz is dead. Come on. Dead.
Yeah, what's that?
Come on.
Yeah. He was a cool guy, you know?
It was a cool death.
Yeah. That's it? It was a cool guy.
But I feel for her. I said it already.
She's very creative with her killings. Like, I must say, she... I don't know if she thinks them through, is like premeditated, or but it's really... I mean, she's just like right in the pen.
Yeah.
But once she uses them first.
That's a reference. What is that? Dark Knight? And the Joker?
Yes.
Puts the thing on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey.
That's right.
Yes. Good reference, yeah.
By the way, this is coming soon as well, Joker.
Joker is coming soon. Yeah.
Hey, let's stay on top.
Oh, yeah, of course. Guys.
Oh, no, it's like,
I'm so emotional.
I know you're excited about that movie.
I'm emotional.
What are you talking about here?
I know you're excited about that.
Anyway, so.
But yeah, so she finds out, Yuko finds out where Chester is.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he's not going to escape her.
Or Taizo.
Taizo. Yes, her Chester. Taizo. Her Taizo.
Who are you?
Maybe Chester and Taizo. Or the twins.
Exactly.
They've been two different people this whole entire time. And, yeah, I don't know.
You're just, like, leading us somewhere.
Okay. This is not gonna happen.
Is Taizo Chester's twin? No.
I mean, honestly, can I say something?
Yeah.
I believe that Chester is not even Taizo.
Yeah.
I believe that Chester is the twin brother already.
And Taizo's dead? Where's the other twin?
I mean, he's still out there, but...
it's like she's looking for the wrong one this whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. I do believe that.
The other one might be dead, and that's why she's just focused on Taizo.
That'd be funny.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The end of the series, you find out.
But we can already say that the goal of Yuko is basically to get the twins back to her paradise. Right?
To be with them, yeah.
Because she was trying to steal a baby the last episode, right? And she falls back into the grave, and she couldn't take the baby with her because it wasn't her own baby.
That's right.
Exactly.
So she's just trying to get the twins and then fall back into the grave with you guys.
That's right.
Sorry to tell you, but, you know.
You're paying attention? I like it.
You're paying attention. I do like the kind of sort of happy ending that was going on in this episode where Chester gets to stay with the family and work on the farm there. But it's going to be short-lived, I'm sure.
He didn't say yes in that scene.
Oh, he didn't say yes. That's true. Yeah. That is true. But I mean, you got Luz back. Would you really say no? I'll see you later. Like, I'm gonna go east.
I'm going back to Guadalcanal.
Right.
I got some unfinished business.
And then I'll be back. Yeah. I'll be back.
But you smiled, and I could read it.
Yeah, oh. we could read the answer from the face. Do you have any other input or anything for the episode?
I think we talked about all the topics that I was talking about, right? I mean, we talked about Mr. Bowen and Amy already, right?
So
I believe he's going to try even more stuff in the next episode, people. So watch out.
I hope not. But
I believe that. I see that as something coming.
Well,
you know, anyway. But that's just me. I'm always thinking these crazy things anyway.
So everyone moves to good old Derek here.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're like, ask you some questions.
Oh. Okay.
And what I liked about, I just wanted to point that out because I couldn't completely understand what Amy was talking about, because she said, I used your authority. Because when they are in this building, he basically said to her, hey, you don't have any authority to basically call the hospital or emergency to basically get these kids to a hospital or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, no, but I used your authority.
Right.
And I was like, okay, what does she exactly mean by that? Because she was still calling. Mm-hmm. So she was basically just saying, okay, on behalf of Ms. DeBone, is that what it means? That's what she was trying to say.
Yes.
Oh,
she's conveying
I
this
see.
For him.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
she was like,
she should have just been like, on behalf of his authority, let's let them all go.
pretty much.
They would have been like,
they're good to go.
But that's actually interesting because if it's that easy to make a phone call and say, on behalf of Mr. Bone, hospital, we can just have said, all the people in the camp, they can just leave right now.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking for a second.
That would be nice.
That's just
Okay, so Derek, you said you hadn't watched the last season. So when you got the audition and when you were going for this role, what did you do before you got the audition? that before was, you went in?
That was one of the first things I did, nice. Was check out the first season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to get a feel for the tone, or, you know, you just want right. to see what this franchise is about.
Right.
And I was hooked. Yeah. I think I watched the whole thing so in like a weekend or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, it was great.
So
you know,
good.
And I love all the different metaphors for the terror. You right. know what I mean? You know, it's not just the monster. It's what's going on between the human beings.
Right.
You know, that's the real terror. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially in this episode, that's what really hit it for me when you know Ken gets taken out. And
yes.
It's like that was like such a that was such a painful. Part, and it's not Yuko. It's just the humans,
yeah.
you know, doing that to each other.
That's very interesting that you point that out, because I remember we had one episode where I had an article from Alexander Wu,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and where he was basically saying, you know what, I always wanted to tell the story because it's a real life story that
yeah.
really happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of it, we basically have this ghost topic on top to
yeah.
get people engaged with the whole series, because
right.
otherwise people might have said, I know the ending anyway.
It's the history.
Because
yeah.
it's history, so it's, I know the part. So I like this kind of combination of a real life story with
mm-hmm.
human beings fighting these different kind of arguments they have, but then on top of it, this ghost topic,
yeah.
which still feels kind of real, because I feel Yuko is still acting like a human being in a way,
yeah.
still to me. You know what
she
I mean?
She has human origins.
She has her own origin story.
Yeah,
right.
She's a mom in a way to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's
she died
just,
a mother, yeah.
What would you do as a
Not
dad?
In a way,
mom?
She is a mom.
She's a good
talk about my mom.
No, I love your mom. She's a good mom.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys know, but like my grandpa was actually in an internment camp.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think Hira mentioned that last week. Yes,
yeah.
he did. Yeah.
Wow. So that was it was crazy.
How was that for you being like on that set? You know, just being Japanese American, fourth generation.
Yeah, I mean, it was a special, really special project, you know, for me, because my family actually went through this
yeah.
part of history, because it actually happened, and there's still people that didn't know that it happened. And my other grandpa actually was in the MIS,
mm-hmm.
you know, much like Hal Chester enlisted in the MIS. So
yeah.
it was crazy
to
play a character that's a composite of both of your grandfathers like
that's
that,
crazy.
You know, like that's like a once in a lifetime role,
right?
You know,
I'm just thinking about
that's
that
crazy.
For a second, because I'm just thinking about my grandpa and
mm-hmm.
have a similar story, you know,
yeah,
where I'm
right?
from. So because
yeah.
he was still a kid, but he remembers like when Russians
mm-hmm.
knocked on our door, trying to get the boys out of the house, trying to get them to Russia to raise them to become soldiers in the future.
Really?
And
yeah.
He's still alive. He's back in Europe, right? But anyway, so
that's great. Right, man. You should write that.
I'm actually very inspired. I talked to my grandpa 6 months ago.
Yeah.
We talked about that for hours.
That's the best thing about this show. It's sparking
right.
discussions and you know, not just from the Japanese American community,
of course,
but
yeah.
you know, other people. Yeah, just, you
I
like yourself.
People that didn't know or didn't really have a lot of
yeah.
it's educating people. That's
mm-hmm.
what I love about it. It's also educating people.
But I just wanted to ask you that you mentioned it about your two grandpas. So what did you do? So you sat down with them, said, "Hey, grandpa, I have this project coming up."
No, they're passed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna say the first thing. Are they still with us?
My grandpa's sister is still with us. Auntie Fasaya, nice. If you're watching After Buzz, what's up? How are you? she has a very vivid memory, you know, and it's still painful for
yeah.
her to kind of revisit that
mm.
part of her life. But that was also another one of the first things I did was, you know, contact her
mm-hmm.
and. Actually, in the beginning, you know, stages of the audition process, like, you know, I actually went to the actual Terminal Island where our series starts out, because that's where he grew up. My grandpa,
wow.
who was in the internment camp, he was from Terminal Island.
Wow, crazy.
Can you imagine
just
that?
Walking
that's crazy.
In footsteps. That's
wow.
crazy.
Yeah.
yeah,
it feels like destiny to me. To be honest, I believe in destiny.
I do too.
How was it for you? You know, working on a timepiece like this, and were there any things that you know, referred back to the 40s or anything like that you had to build your character on?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, spoke with my aunt and there's some interviews and testimonials online that my family had given, you know, my great grandma and my grandpa about this particular period of, mm-hmm. of living in Terminal Island, and also like the night, like when, you know, the FBI comes, and because that really happened at the end of the first episode where they come and take Henry away. Mm-hmm. They came and took my great grandfather away, mm-hmm. and my grandpa was pleading with them to take him instead. Wow. So, you know, I've been aware of the internment camp story. You know, I've done a few films that take place in the internment camps, but never, you know, anything on such a big scale like this, like on AMC. So just took all those different experiences and, you know, trips to Manzanar, which is an internment camp on the way up to Mammoth. My family stops off at because we go fishing up in Mammoth almost every year.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just it's all these years of, you know, kind of knowing about it and kind of hearing stories about it, and now being able to like channel it all into this project.
That's crazy. What's one of your like favorite moments on set? I know there are a lot. Give us one.
Favorite? I don't know. I mean, that was definitely an emotional scene to shoot the end of the first episode with the roundup of the FBI. But you know, we filmed up in Vancouver, and you know, one of the scenes where I'm wading through the mud pit of all the bodies in Guadalcanal. The first time we tried to shoot that, it was dumping snow. Mm. You know, it's supposed to be in the dead heat of the summer in Guadalcanal, and it was just dumping snow. And so we had to scrap the day and come back another day. But it actually paid off because it provided that beautiful goodbye of Luce and Shingo when it was snowing in that scene. I don't know, man. There's so many different. I can't even. Yeah, there's so many. I mean, the last. It was just such a special project, you know. There's so many moments on set where I'm just like, you know, looking up at the stars at like 3-4 in the morning in Vancouver. Like, I'm so lucky, you know, to be telling this story, and it was just. Yeah, powerful thing, you know.
That's awesome.
I mean, I feel like one of the strongest moments also for me was when you basically said, you know, no, my parents are dead. You know, when you're basically in the room with your parents or like the people who raised you, even that you now realize they're not. And you basically said that line. How did you feel as an actor in this moment? I mean, you were in the character, obviously, but what was running through your mind when you said those lines? Because I feel like this is a strong thing to say.
Yeah,
you know,
that's pretty.
Like, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's.
You remember that scene, right?
So you do remember that.
In the back of the truck, yeah. No.
It did happen, right?
Yeah. Even before in the room, too.
Yeah.
Even before in the room when you had the conversation
dad,
with your.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. With that was another.
You're not my dad.
Very emotional. I mean, there's like, so many scenes in this show where that was so difficult, you know.
That was a tough moment, though,
man. It was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like these people were there for you your whole life, pretty much.
I think you
like,
just have to come back
alive.
Next week.
It's like, I think. Well, I want to ask you one more thing before we wrap up. Being where Hollywood and TV and film is headed right now, and at this moment, it's amazing. It's representing a lot and a lot of diversity. Where would you like to see it head even for the next?
I think it's great that, you know, we get to tell stories of other communities, and so that again, you know, draws home that theme of empathy of, you know, like our show. It's like, you know, they're Japanese Americans. You might not look like them, but you're gonna feel what they're going through in this story. You're gonna empathize with them. You know, we all have families and loved ones, and we'll do anything to protect them. So that's universal.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that we get to tell this story, which is pretty specific to a certain, you know, the Japanese American, Asian American community. But you know, I think you know, we just need to come to a point where we're just telling stories as people, as Americans, and we are, you know, we bring who we are to those stories and characters, but they don't have to be specifically, you know, about, you know, an Asian part of history. It's just a guy who happens to be Asian. Or African American or Latino or white, and we're all just we're all just here.
We're all just people.
Yeah, we're all just people.
Well, that's great to finish on right there, everyone. Folks, thank you so much for joining us here in the after show, The Terror Infamy. Go ahead and see us out, Ben.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Benjamin Schnau, S-C-H-N-A-U. The same on Facebook. And I also do Dark on Tuesday, 8 p.m. in German for you guys. Thanks so much.
And where can we find you, Derek?
You can find me on Instagram at Derek_Mio or on Twitter at DerekZMio. And
awesome.
You can find me out there.
You can find me out there.
Any projects coming up for you? Anything in the pipe?
I also do stand-up. I do some stand-up comedy as well. So,
so check them out.
Go to DerekMio.com. List all the different shows that are coming up.
He got it.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being and joining us in the studio again. It's been awesome having
for
you.
Having
the lead of the terror. And you can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. Thank you so much, folks. We'll see you soon.
Hey.
Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.